Vice Chairman Stascunas. Madam Clerk, would you please call item number 4?
A resolution by Supervisor Dmitrievich authorizing and directing the Director of the Department of Health and Human Services to enroll Milwaukee County in the National Association of Counties Dental Discount Program.
Supervisor Dmitrievich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Most of you are familiar with the, well, first of all, the National Association of Counties, which we are a proud member of for a pretty long time. Great organization, the national voice for counties, and they do a lot of great work. You're also hopefully familiar with the NACO prescription drug discount or drug discount card program, and that has been very successful for Milwaukee County. And so what this is kind of the next step. It is the dental discount card program, and basically what this is for our constituents. So we all know, especially for the great discussion we had yesterday on equal access to quality health care for everybody, that dental care, especially in the state of Wisconsin, perhaps you remember, it wasn't too long ago, there was an article that was very startling in the Journal Sentinel, how children in Wisconsin are have some of the worst access to quality dental care in the United States. And so there's quite a crisis in health care and specifically dental care. And so this is just an attempt with our national buying power and relationships that we have for us to get enrolled in this program and pass this discount down to our constituents. The average constituent, when using this card, I believe can see anywhere from a 5 to 20% discount. I think there, I believe, I'm going off the top of my head, are hundreds of providers throughout Wisconsin, maybe even in the Milwaukee County area, that will accept this discount card. And this is something, again, a resource that just like the prescription discount, you can offer to your constituents, and at least they can save. And you know, if you have, you know, maybe even a $1,000 dental bill, you know, if you have children, there's a lot of dental issues, especially wisdom teeth. Think about what that 20% can do. That might be a bridge that someone needs. No pun intended, that someone needs that could help their financial situation. So I think this will produce a lot of positives, and I ask you to support it, and I move approval.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Dmitrievich, could you expand a bit on, do you know what it takes if somebody signs up for this? What steps do they have to take to use the dental card?
Sure. It works a lot like the prescription discount card in that I believe once you have the card, so we'll have to, you know, get registered, go through the contract, and have the, just like the discount card, have constituents receive the cards. When they go and they go to a provider that accepts it, they present it, and they'll be afforded the discount. So I think I don't want anyone to think that this is a substitute for dental care coverage. But, you know, in a lot of people's plans that they have, maybe private or public, sometimes dental care coverage is not always the best benefit, yet it's incredibly important. So I believe that's the way that the program is implemented, and if anyone else here has special knowledge on those particulars, they can let me know.
We appear to have a guest witness here. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, good morning. Chairman and supervisors, my name is Jeannie Dorf. I'm the Deputy Director for the Department of Health and Human Services. I'm here representing Hector Colon. He sends his apologies that he had a conflict. We are not opposed to this. We probably, like everyone, seem to just have a little question as to what this means once we enroll. You know, will this just be information for us to hand out to our residents, or will we need to be assisting people in signing up or doing outreach? So that's where we're at right now.
Well, I can respond to that. Yeah, again, what is it that you currently do with the NACO prescription drug discount program?
If it's similar to that, it's very simple for us. So
there you go.
We have the information available. That would be great. Our only involvement is making sure that we have the brochures and that we're getting them out to the appropriate entities.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, it's exactly that. So it's just, again, please use the model, which has been a really successful model. I don't have the most recent number, but I thought there was a large, I want to say it was even over $100,000 that we've passed along to our constituents and savings for the prescription drug. This is exactly, it's very similar. It's implemented the same way. There's hundreds of counties across the United States that have enrolled, and the more that are enrolling, the buying power and the providers. So, again, it's just I can only see positive, especially in this environment where healthcare is and access to healthcare is so important. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We'd be more than happy to participate in that.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, are there any other questions by committee members? Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Staskounis?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Dmitrievich?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Mr. Chairman, just quick point of privilege, please.
Madam Chair.
Thank you. Just for supervisors, I know we're all looking to, we'll be out in the community a lot with our town hall meetings, the budget.